Matt Towns, 93.1 Jams. What's going on? It's Chris in the Morning Rush. And Tracy, as you know, honey, we are all about the lady bosses and the queens, honey, that are in our community. But why not go outside of this community and go worldwide? Because when we're talking about an absolutely stunning and multi-talented woman coming out of Romania, she has arrived. But before we actually introduce this gorgeous beauty, take a listen to this.
In 90 seconds, your skull will be cracked open like a walnut. Your friend will have a shattered clavicle, a broken nose, and most definitely a fractured spirit. His blood will end up on my Jimmy Choo's, which is a whole other situation I'm not emotionally ready to talk about right now. Your keys will be in my back pocket. The gun will have one less bullet, which will be nicely placed in your leg. You now have 60 seconds. The other girls brag about knowing Santa Claus or falling in love with their brother. It excites you. It excites me. It excites me about you.
I'm nothing like you.
You try to hang yourself in your closet. I never had a walk-in closet. I tricked my parents into filming me jumping off of a cruise ship, you know? The only difference between you and me, Pretty Bird, is that I prefer an audience.
Ooh, honey, you talk about a woman who's going to scare you. She has arrived.
Yeah.
Tracy, tell us who we have on the airwaves today.
We have our girl, Sabina Lisevich.
Hi, hello. Thanks for having me, first of all. Here is Sabina Lisevich. I know it's super complicated.
Girl, it's beautiful.
It is.
It's beautiful. Sabina, we are so excited to have you on our airwaves today, all the way from Romania. I mean, come on now. We've been following you on Instagram, and you're an absolute beauty. So first off, let's give her a clap for that.
Yes.
Woo! Thank you.
You're welcome. And of course, man, let me be honest, girlfriend. I'm like, you know, Angelina Jolie, honey, has some mad props on the screen, but we have to give it to you because you are extremely fierce when it comes to your acting. So tell us how you got into this. I mean, you've been doing this for quite some time now.
You know what's funny that the Romanian press calls me Angelina Jolie of Romania. So I don't know why you mentioned that. Well, that was interesting fact.
Well, I mean, come on. Now, I stare at Tracy. She's got these beautiful lips. And every time I'm like, oh my gosh, how can my lips look like that? She's like, Krista, just put some lip plumper on and you will figure it out.
Yeah.
So we figured you have some like amazing lip plumpers or something, but you just have the beautiful, luscious lips. So we really are just amazed by the things that you are doing because, again, you have continued your career, not only on screen, but in so many other ways as well. But first, you finished acting school at the Bobby Chance and Larry Chance School, which Tracy and myself both went to theater school, and we did not make it in the end. But you, on the other hand, have. Tell us the experience of what it's like going to theater school.
It was a very, very beautiful and inspiring experience, and also compelling as well, because I simply loved it to be there. Bobby and Larry Chance are simply two amazing teachers, and they have taught as well names like Drew Barrymore, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, and so many others. So I was naturally very, very honored to be a part of their, so to speak.
Well, you just mentioned my husband, by the way, Brad Pitt. I mean, not a lot of people know that I have two husbands. I have my husband, Travis, and then I have Brad.
Yes.
I'll have to fly on out and see you, girl, at the school for sure. For sure.
I haven't met him personally, but I would have loved it for sure.
I know, right? It'd be amazing. Well, you also produced and acted in a short movie, which I think it's really lovely because if you're into art, you definitely love this jam. Take a listen to this.
Life needs empty spaces, unfinished sentences, questions without answers. That's when things make sense, you know? Art leaves part of the canvas empty, like our lives. So you can write your own story, you know? You have to be able to put yourself in when you're not...
I wrote something for you.
One word. Perfect. You know what? I have an idea. Let's finish each other's stories.
That doesn't make any sense. Because you don't know what I'm thinking.
Oh, you think that I don't know what you're thinking, but maybe I know you. Maybe I know you better than you.
So tell us about this movie, is Wild Sunflower, which was directed by Oscar nominee Jonathan Heap, which is so amazing.
Indeed, while I was living in West Hollywood, I need to have the feeling that I'm leaving my mark behind, you know, in this movie industry, so to speak. So, yeah, I did this short movie, Wild Sunflower, inspired by my own life story. This time, it was my way to do it, to leave my mark behind.
By the way, I loved your outfit that you were wearing in it with the leather jacket and the cute like white dress. I'm like, I want that outfit.
I styled myself, and I think that leather jacket, I bought it from Italy. I love to travel. I adore to travel. And with this pandemic time, I'm like, oh.
I know. We feel that way too. We feel that way too. Yeah. We need to get out of here. We need to go somewhere. We need to go to Romania and pick you up and go shopping.
Yeah, that sounds. Yeah.
Let's do that.
All right, girlfriend.
All right. Hey, Sabina. So you also published poetry. So you wrote a book of poems called Burmese Lyrics. Tell us how this came about and what is it about?
I was 8 years old, around 8 years. I started writing when my grandfather died. And I suffered a lot, and I needed to transfer the suffering that I was feeling into art, and that it was how it all began. So yeah, I have published my first book of poetry when I was around 12, and the last one, Burmese Lyrics, it's actually my very first one that is bilingual, half in English and half in Romanian, and I must say it's one of my favorites. I did wrote it almost completely while I was in Malibu at night at the ocean, staring at the stars with my music and the headphones, you know. It felt different. It felt amazing to write that book, for sure.
I really fell in love with this because this was something that my father was blessed with, being a poet, and he actually opened up a store in Tennessee, and he sold his poetry, and I have some of the most beautiful things that my father's ever written, and I will always cherish that. It's just a beautiful gift to have that, and it's just a wonderful way to express yourself, and I can imagine how amazing that is to sit on the beach amongst the sun and look at the waves and just write.
I was doing it during the night all the time.
Oh,
I was
better.
I was taking an Uber from West Hollywood, where I was living, to Malibu, and yeah, every single night I just needed to do that, to feel the freedom of the ocean and the breeze and the lyrics just flowing through me. Yeah. Into the paper. And yeah, I must say that I love Tennessee. It's one of my biggest dreams to come in Tennessee. And yeah.
Really? Wow, girl, I will bring you to Tennessee. We can go see Dollywood in Knoxville. I'll take you to the Smoky Mountains. We will have some we'll have some moonshine. It'll be all good. Yeah.
Let's do it, girl.
I love it. Well, we would love to have you. Once again, we're speaking with the Romanian beauty, Sabina. Girl, you're the best. So let's talk about other things that myself and Tracy absolutely adore, and that is our handbags, honey. You might as well call us bag ladies. I mean, Tracy, she carries like 10 at a time.
I do.
But you actually design, like, tell us all about these adorable bags that you have.
Yeah, well, I love bags as well, you know, for sure. And when I wanted a bag that I couldn't find on the market, I thought that I needed to create it. So yeah, it went pretty well from there. I imported the leather and the accessories from Italy. And yeah, I started creating it.
Wow.
And selling it in Romania. And I have sell it as well in New York. And then I think in LA as well. Yeah. In the Mondrian Hotel.
What are like the hot colors right now, or maybe like looks when it comes to the handbags right now?
Well, I would say not the smaller bags are very in. And the colors, well, that's your option. But basically, let's go with black, with grayish, with red, with all of that, you know. All the retro colors are coming back, and they're gonna be there forever, you know. They're a statement. So yeah.
I put my lip plumper in there, trying to get lips like you and Tracy. It's a big challenge.
Krista or Tracy, did you just have a moment with your handbag? You're like,
I did.
Dramatically pausing, and then I love my handbag.
I know we do. We love everything in there. Hey, so Sabina, we are loving everything we see on your Instagram, girl. I love scrolling through all your pictures. What is your motto when it comes to happiness and lifestyle?
Well, my motto is folks are usually about as happy as they make their minds up to be. You know who said that?
You.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh my gosh. Oh. I was way off. But it's a good one though, for sure. Yeah, yeah, that's a great way of living. It is.
It's very inspiring, you know. You can be as happy as you make your mind up to be, you know. But before I go, I wanna tell you something, guys. I just wrote a play scenario.
Really? Tell us.
It's called Love on Tangerine Peels. And it's for sure my latest project and my latest love, so to speak. And yeah, I'm looking forward to find a way to bring it in the USA as well. And maybe worldwide. Why not?
Honey, I will start practicing right now for my role with you. Oh, and yeah. We will get that party started.
Okay.
Also,
Pinky promise. Let's do it.
Honey, I promise you, girlfriend. So before we let you go, I, of course, was looking on your Instagram page. And I saw actually that you are friends with one of my absolute future husbands. Take a listen to this.
The hardest death to watch up until last year, I thought, was Opie. It still kind of gets me, but man, being a part of the whole Tara death, being there and being there the two nights that we filmed it with Gemma and the whole thing with the fork and the sink, and that was rough. It was rough because Tara was
Yes, girl!
He's like my biggest crush. I know I'm screaming totally right now. He is my future husband as well when he decides to divorce, maybe.
When I was on your Instagram page and I saw that you are friends with Juice from Santa Anarchy, I was like, oh yes, this is my girl. So you and I are going to get up on a Harley and we're going to go pick up Juice and Jax. So I'll take Jax if you want him.
You know? Yeah. Oh, give me that. Give me that, girl. Let's do it for sure.
I think I just made her day.
I think you did too.
You know, I can pick Jack Stellar as well. I'm fine with him.
Oh my
well.
Gosh. But he always... Can we just bring that show back, girl? Can we just bring that show back to TV?
Mm. Yes, please. We need it. Let's sign a petition or something.
Oh my God, I think it would be great. Well, Sabina, thank you so much, my love, for joining us all the way from Romania on the airwaves with myself and Tracy. You're just absolutely gorgeous and you're multi-talented. And we are so looking forward to bringing your project to the U.S. because we are going to audition for it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so please follow me on my Instagram page, Sabina Lisievich. I know it's the same name. I cannot change it. I'm so sorry for you guys. So Sabina, like the witch Sabrina, but without the R.
Okay.
And Lisievich, well, it's complicated.
We'll put it out there on our social media. So, girl, everyone will know how to get a hold of you and your fabulousness.
That's right.
Okay, I would love that. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Well, there you go, Madtown. Another beauty, honey, going worldwide with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.